Executives of AOL, Time Warner, and the Walt Disney Company have been talking about merging their CNN and ABC news divisions. According to a report in the Los Angeles Times, the discussions have been going on for more than a year, but have gained momentum in recent weeks. Ken Bodie is a professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University and a former NBC correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why would Disney and AOL, Time Warner want a merger?
Well, always in cases like this, the bottom line is really the top line. If you look at these two news divisions, they have two news desks in Washington, two bureaus in Moscow, London, Los Angeles, four crews at the White House. You can pare it all down and save money. But CNN has 3 to 4 times the number of foreign bureaus, and what has happened when we've had these kinds of readjustments in television news in the past is that the foreign bureaus close. The number of correspondents and producers are cut, and they look for synergies that just leads really to that nirvana that we seem to be seeking when all television news looks exactly the same.
Now, they're not talking about spinning it off to a new company. I mean, the Hollywood studios would still be in charge.
That's exactly right, and that is a problem. It must be interesting to go to work at CNN these days. Remember, CNN not too long ago was bought by Time Warner, which in turn then was bought by AOL. Now, if ABC takes CNN over, that means that CNN becomes the tiniest little slice in the great large Walt Disney pie. So when Disney stock tanks the next time, they won't be able to fire or need to fire ABC producers and correspondents. They'll be able to go over to CNN and reduce the forces over there and reduce the payrolls.
What would happen to news coverage if the two competitors merged?
Well, if in fact they do merge and if in fact they seek the economies they always talk about, the CNN franchise will be devalued. That's the thing that gets lost in all of these discussions, is that that franchise is really very important. CNN is on in virtually every newsroom in America. It's on in Putin's office. It's on in Castro's kitchen. It's on in Saddam Hussein's bathroom. And, you know, remember when Clinton fired missiles at Baghdad? He had to call the president of CNN to see if they hit. That's kind of a worldwide party line, and it's very, very important, and I fear that if the bureaus of CNN begin closing, we're just going to have less news and less quality news as a result.
Well, there are a lot of complications. ABC workers are represented by AFTRA, the union I serve as an officer. CNN is not, and there's a great pay disparity.
That's exactly true. It's kind of a culture clash. Imagine the kind of high payrolls that exist over at ABC. Barbara Walters, Peter Jennings, Koppel, Diane Sawyer. These folks are going to be surprised to learn they're doing CNN cut-ins, for example. But the fact is, anytime you merge journalistic organizations, Bob, as you know, there's a possibility of tissue rejection. I remember when Time Warner bought CNN, and the executives of Time toured the CNN Washington Bureau, and they found Bruce Morton, a veteran correspondent in his office, and they said, they were joshing back and forth, and said, "Bruce, we over at Time can't wait until we only have to write 250 words in the story." And Bruce Morton looked up at him and said, "Yes, and I can't wait until I only have to do it once a week."
Thank you, Ken.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ken Bodie is a professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University.